Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show, Kelly Schultzel, alongside the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, coming off of a home sweep, St. Cloud State had a hot goalie. Your team, what was it about St. Cloud that your team wasn't able to beat them?
You know, St. Cloud played well, Kelly. We, we just did not the results, obviously, that we wanted. It's a combination of, obviously, like you said, their goalie played well. Never seemed to get a bounce. We were obviously playing from behind just about the entire weekend. So, we were better Saturday than we were Friday. We certainly generated a lot more really good quality chances and really limited their opportunities. But the bottom line was we couldn't get more than just the one on Saturday. So, it was just overall a tough weekend, but that's in the past, and we're looking forward to this weekend now.
Well, your team's in a good spot right now, only down 2 points in the standings with Duluth playing Mankato this weekend. You guys are here at Ohio State. I know a sweep last weekend would have certainly helped you guys out, but coming into this one, you know that you have to take care of business, don't you?
Yeah, it's all about tonight. You know, whether we're playing at home or over in Duluth, we know we're playing the dogs, so... But we just want to be playing good hockey on our way over there, and this is going to be a great test. We're playing obviously a very, very good hockey team that's only lost one game here all year long to a non-conference opponent. So it's going to be a challenge, but certainly it's the type of hockey that'll help prepare us for next weekend.
Your team's had a short week of practice with the Tuesday, Wednesday, and then, of course, travel yesterday. What were some of the things that your team worked on?
Just a combination. I talked on Tuesday at our press, our media day, just giving them Monday off, just trying to, keep their legs fresh. So, we did worked a little bit on our neutral zone on Tuesday and spent a little bit more time on defensive stuff yesterday or Wednesday. And obviously yesterday, Thursday was a travel day, so we never were able to practice. So had a good skate this morning. And this time of the year, Kelly, really there isn't some necessarily, things you're trying to get better at. I mean, the group knows how to play. You know, now it's just a matter of going out there and executing and playing for each other and playing 20 minutes at a time.
Well, last time against Ohio State, obviously back in Bemidji, guys beat them in the shootout and then lost the second game 5-4. There were a lot of goals scored that weekend. Do you see that similar style of play here tonight, or are these two teams very different?
Well, yeah, it's, you can't, I have no idea if Solveig's playing or not, but certainly, you don't expect to score 7 goals on her, every weekend, which is what we did back home. But, we're just going to go out and play our game. And if we can get 3-4 by her, that's great. But, we got to certainly be, better. Our goaltending has to be better, bottom line. We've got to, if you come on the road against a good team, you're going to need great goaltending. If we get that, we're certainly gonna create our own chances just by the way we're playing. So I'd love to see it come down to third period, but being up and making them play from behind, because they're not a team that is accustomed to doing that. So really, really important to get that first goal and see if we can build on it.
Well, I know your team's found some great scoring this season. You've got 4 players with 20 points. Alexis Joyce is right up there in the history books now as a defenseman. But I know, Coach, last weekend in the post-game show on Friday, you talked about your team getting a little too cute and too fancy with the puck. Did you talk to them about that?
Well, it's been ongoing. And I don't want to say they're consciously being cute. It's just so important if you can get defensemen to turn, because now they have to – their chances of making a good play when they're looking at themselves in the glass is going to be a lot less if they're looking up the ice. So it's just a matter of getting pucks past D and our F1 being really, really effective. Because we get our forecheck going, that's when we can be a really effective team. A lot of times you'll see if we start our offense below the goal line, we're going to create a lot of chances from it. Now we can get our defensemen involved. And so when we talk about being cute, we just had too many turnovers just over the offensive blue line. And that just allows teams to come back the other way. Now, like you say, if talented teams like we're playing tonight with a really, really good defenseman, one pass is gonna trap everybody. Now it's an outnumbered situation and with some quality players coming at you. So that's what we're talking about, just being really smart with the puck, getting it deep, making the defenseman turn, and playing from below their goal line.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight on the road?
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, it'd be great to get a lead, but the bottom line is we got to play complete hockey. Again, the group knows exactly how we have to go about doing that. Now it's just a matter of going out there and executing. So, have a good start. Be really good with the puck. They're a team, like I said, that's got some creative players offensively. So it's going to be really important that we have good puck pressure, but the other four players need to have their heads on swivels and make sure they're picking up people away from the puck. And obviously with their goaltender, you got to get pucks and people in it, create chaos, and see if you can find some interesting ways to get pucks past her.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.